Amazing Robots.
It was a typical Monday morning when Mrs. Smith received a phone call from college professor Mr. Davis. Mrs. Smith, would you like to put a team of fifth grade students together for a robot competition? It can be hard, but is a lot of fun. The students would have to build the robots from a kit and program them to perform certain tasks. Oh, yes, Mr. Davis. That sounds exciting. I know just the students to ask. Mrs. Smith gathered six of her most brilliant students. I would like to see William, Brody, Madison, Melissa, Hunter, and Mason at my desk immediately. Are we in trouble? What did you do this time, William?
Nothing.
Well, I did, but she doesn't know about that.
Does she?
Okay, kids. I have just received a phone call from a college professor.
Thank goodness, she doesn't know.
There is going to be a robot competition, and I want you to pair up and work in groups of two. In your teams, you will build and program a robot.
Cool!
It sounds hard. I don't know about this.
I think this is a great opportunity. It sounds like it will be fun.
Well, when do we get started?
As soon as the kits arrive.
Mrs. Smith, there are some big boxes in the hallway. They have your name on them.
Let the games begin. They're here! They're here!
Nevertheless, the children had difficulty putting them together. These pieces are too small. I can't get mine to fit.
Mason, don't use your teeth.
Finally, all the pieces were assembled. They had five complete robots.
Yeah, we did it. We are done.
I can't believe we built this all by ourselves. The students connected the robots to the computer and began programming them.
Wow, I got mine to move forwards and backwards.
Look, my arm can move up and down.
This is so exciting.
Well, it looks like everyone is ready to begin the tasks. Come over here and look at the game table. The students looked at the obstacles in awe.
I don't think we will be able to do this. It looks hard.
You are right, Mrs. Smith. I think you need to call the professor and let him know we quit.
What? Are you nuts?
Yeah, we can do this.
So, what are we waiting for?
Look, we have to put the little white ping pong ball into a bowl.
I like this one. The robot pushes the puck behind the line.
It's tug of war.
I won.
Now listen to me. This will be hard. We will be competing against 75 schools. Each task is worth many points.
The more tasks, the more points. I think you should focus on one task at a time.
I still think this is too hard.
No, we can do this. It's not that hard. Let's do it.
Hunter, help me connect the robot to the computer.
They began plugging in numbers and clicking on buttons. All of a sudden, their robot made a sound.
That scared me.
Hey, we figured out how to make our robot speak.
I just can't get the arm to move.
Heads up, flying ping pong.
Ah, that was my head.
There was only 1 week left.
Are all of my groups almost ready?
There is no way we will be ready in 1 week. We don't have a chance of winning.
Don't give up, children. Just keep working.
The big day arrived. The group walked into the big room with hundreds of other brilliant students carrying around their robots.
This is really scary.
Look at all these kids.
It was as if time stopped and all eyes gazed upon them.
All of a sudden, there was a loud bang.
Oh, Hunter, you dropped your robot.
Quick, let's help him pick up the pieces. They nervously carried their robot to the competition table and waited for the whistle. When the whistle blew, they pushed the start button. But William's robot did not move.
Something is wrong. It won't move at all. Time was up, and their robot had not even completed one task. William and Brody sadly picked up their robot. They were so disappointed. Hey, boys, cheer up! We still have a chance. Don't give up! It was their turn to go. When the whistle blew, they pushed the start button. Their robot took off. We got the ping pong balls in the bowl. Go ahead, push the two hockey pucks across the line. The other robot was having some trouble. This may be it. We may win this match. The robot was about to perform its last task, the tug of war. It's moving into position. The crowd waited with anticipation. If the robot could pull the rope, we could win this match. All of a sudden, the robot began to spin in circles. The crowd began to laugh. There was not anything Madison and Melissa could do. Ha ha, look at it go! At first they were upset. Then they realized how funny their robot really looked. Well, at least we put on a good show. It was Hunter's turn. His team was the only team in the whole competition that had a talking robot. When the robot completed a job, it said, "Yes, I did it!" The judges really loved it. It is excellent, surprising, and innovating. Yes, Mrs. Smith, it worked! We did it! The competition came to a close. Everyone waited anxiously for the results. I'm so afraid. I feel nervous about the results. Maybe we can get the fifth rank. At least we had fun doing this. It is an interesting experience. It was time. The results were in. All the teams rushed to the award ceremony. Fifth place wasn't bad, but it wasn't worth rushing over. There were over 1,000 students in the competition, with over 40 teams, the biggest we have ever had. I would like to thank all the participants for their enthusiasm and hard work. If you learn something new, then you are already a winner. I don't think we will even get fifth place. There are a lot of teams. Mr. Davis stood up and gave out the awards. Fifth place! Mrs. Smith's class sat nervously, their eyes fixed on the small golden trophy. Mrs. Palm's class! Mrs. Smith's class looked at each other in disappointment. And the class that won first place is Mrs. Smith's class! Mrs. Smith's class just sat there. They quietly clapped their hands and were getting ready to leave. Once again, the first place goes to Mrs. Smith's class. Hey, are you Mrs. Smith's class? You won! You won! Come and take your trophy and your robot kit. Congratulations! It's great! Fantastic! Parents and students stood up and cheered for them. All their hard work had paid off.